Trump on woke Episcopal priestess at National Prayer Service, not too exciting. By Hannah Knudsen on January 21, 2025. President Donald Trump briefly reacted to the woke Episcopal priestess who delivered remarks at the National Prayer Service, using the opportunity to assert that many LGBTQ people, including children, fear for their lives. Reporters caught up with Trump as he returned to the White House, asking the president what he thought of the service. "What did you think?" Trump asked back. "Did you like it? Did you find it exciting?" "Not too exciting, was it?" The question came after an anti-Trump Episcopal bishop of Washington, D.C., Marianne Budd, used her platform at the National Prayer Service to go on a woke rant, prompting looks from Vice President J.D. Vance. "In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now," Budd said, asserting that there are LGBTQ individuals, including children, who now fear for their lives. "There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives," she claimed before pleading for mercy on illegal immigrants as well. During her remarks, she claimed that the vast majority of them, illegal immigrants, are not criminals. She continued, "And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meat packing plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals. They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. Watch." As Breitbart News reported, Budd has a history of anti-Trump rhetoric. Budd has a history of attacking Trump. After St. John's Episcopal Church, which is one of Budd's churches, was set ablaze during a Black Lives Matter protest in 2020, Trump walked over to the church and posed in front of it with his Bible. At the time, Budd expressed outrage over Trump but not the fire that reportedly inflicted $20,000 in damages. In June 2020, she also told ABC News, "I've given up speaking to President Trump," adding, "We need to replace President Trump." Trump on Monday signed a variety of executive orders, one of which is titled, "Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government." That executive order aims to protect women and children from woke gender ideology, restoring the reality of biological sex. It remains unclear if Budd's plea, at least in part, was prompted by such actions. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself, Trump's order reads in part.